Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, the agenda was revised on November 5th to include the minutes and findings of fact for September 22nd. And it was revised again on November 10th to include old business or other business item number 11310, requesting a time extension. Everything else stays the same.
All right, thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections?
Motion to approve the latest revision.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the agenda with the latest divisions. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, call for a motion for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our September the 22nd meeting.
So moved.
Second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our September the 22nd meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, if you use the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old or other business, please understand that new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed in our old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.